My name is Jo Mokel. I'm an arts teacher and an artist living in Hamburg. I've been asked quite a while ago to work with objects in the from the depot of the now former Volkerkunde Museum in Germany in Hamburg. And I asked for lists of objects from the Yoruba culture, because this is the culture my father comes from in Nigeria. And I was given a list of around about 600 objects which are there. And I was overwhelmed and I didn't really know what to choose. But then I decided to take a look at some masks called Egungun masks, and I had no idea what they were used for or how they looked like, and I just started to research a little bit in the internet, and then I got to see them, and I asked in the museum if they could say something about that, but they also had no idea. They were like standing there for I think the past 50 years, and these are masks people wear from head to toe, and they cover the whole body, and they're made of several layers of cloth, and then they're like embroidered with pearls or cowrie shells, and so they really they have a lot of layers. And and then I asked my father what he knows about it, because he grew up in Nigeria, and he said, well, I've seen them as a child, and I know that they're made for a communication between the living and the death, like the people who are, there are people who are initiated to wear them, and then they dance for the living to bring, to give answers maybe, or to give orders from the dead to the living. But I was not allowed to know more about them, so I can't really tell you much about it. And I was really disappointed, so I researched for myself. And after a couple of days, I thought, no, but that's really the story I want to tell, because my father doesn't know about it, I don't know about it, and if I go to the museum, they don't know about it, but they have such a, they seem to have, or to have had, such a big meaning once. And the interesting thing is then that they are still now in the museum, and I thought, what if I try to just make drawings, or I work with paper cuts, make paper cuts and try to like make them move again. And that was really interesting to like develop an idea of how they could look like and how could movement be translated into a drawing or into a paper cut. And while I was working on these images, I kind of entered in a state of, I don't know, like trance maybe. And it was so beautiful, because I kind of, it was like reawakening these mass or what they were standing for, because then I got back to my father and I said, wait, can you tell me more about why you were not allowed to know about these figures? And he started to talk about his father and his great-grandfather and how it how they had like conflicts in their family with like the traditional culture and the Catholic culture, which were clashing, and how my father, yes, was kind of cut off through the colonial past from his own culture. and how there was no way to, yes, to communicate with what was his past. And I kind of felt like this, working on this with this mass and trying to, in a way, give the void a form and to look what happens out of a void, it gave me an idea of what ghosts are. And it was like if they were leading me. And that was really interesting, because through this thinking about ghosts and trying to capture like a ghost energy, the dead people of my family talked to me, and I got to know stories I've never would have talked about with my family. So I think that was on an intellectual way, it was a key moment, but also emotionally, I thought, this is such a great gift to have something like a technique which brings me in a state of not thinking anymore in words, but like feeling and trying to translate this feeling into something you can see. And then it was interesting just to exhibit this pictures, and people were in front of them, and they were like, I don't know what it is, but I know I can feel like there's something dissolving, or something is getting together. Is this a moment of creation, or is this a moment of falling apart? And I thought, yeah, that's interesting, because I really felt that that was what I was dealing with. And I'm so grateful to have had this experience.